In Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, we find the text to our message today that I've titled, The Night is Falling. The Night is Falling. I believe there are a few times when God chooses to meet with those who are assembled, and in those times, He manifests His presence in an unusual manner. I believe that the Lord is going to manifest His presence in our worship service today, and I hope that you'll be sensitive to His presence. And being sensitive to His presence, that you will obey His promptings. Why do I sense this about today? You know, we meet every day, every week here. We have opportunity every week here. And I believe that any week and any day, He can choose to do that. But I base this day and these conclusions upon a manifestation of God's presence that I had earlier this week. In that manifestation of God's presence, I lived out the reality of Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. In living out that reality of Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, God pulled back a curtain, God removed a veil, and God gave me a glimpse of Him dancing over me. God let me hear Him singing His song of love to me. It was one of those times that I understand better today what Peter might have felt like when he said, Lord, let's just build three tabernacles and let's stay here all day. But like so many of those divine visitations, there comes a time when God pulls the curtain back, when God secures the veil again. He said, you'll have to go by faith and now not by sight. But He assured me in the time that I had together that there are some people here today that He's going to pull that veil back for. He's going to remove that curtain. And today God is going to undo in a moment what your lifetime has erected around you. God is going to destroy the fallacies and the false concepts that you've had of Him as Father. God is going to let you experience Him personally dancing over you. You see, He assured me that He's going to be dancing today. And He's going to be looking for some dancing partners. He's going to be singing today, and He doesn't want to sing a solo. So to you, please be sensitive to His promptings. And if the Lord asks you to dance with Him, please dance with Him. If the Lord invites you to sing with Him, please sing with Him. You see, in Zephaniah, I understand that He was prophetically speaking about the nation Israel and all that's about to befall them. I understand that prophetically that there's coming a time that's going to be known as the day of the Lord, and which this kind of judgment that He describes in chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3 is going to become a reality. I understand that when Zephaniah wrote this, that he was not only speaking prophetically of the nation Israel, he was speaking personally to the people that he was serving with, because in less than 25 years from the time that he wrote this came the invasion of 586 B.C. and when they were taken captive and these judgments became real. I understand that personally that this had a twofold application, 20-plus years after he wrote it, and one in which is about to happen any decade now with the nation Israel, and the day of the Lord will consume everything in the land. But I also understand that we are living within that personal application of these things today as well. Because you see, darkness is truly falling over our land. Darkness is truly falling over our financial empires. Darkness is truly falling over the religious systems that have been built void of the Spirit of God. Darkness is falling over homes and marriages and everything that's not built on the true foundation. But I'm here to tell you some good news. Even while the darkness is falling, God has a message of hope for His people. God has a message of encouragement for His children And God especially has a fresh baptism of love that He's wanting to touch His children with. When we come to understand this, we understand that America has entered into this time of judgment. And this judgment on America is going to be felt in a global way. Because with the recent natural disasters and the ongoing drought, the collapse of our stock market, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and more rumors of wars in other places, the failing bailout or rescue of Wall Street, the corruption of our clergy, the overall apathy of the church, the greed and corruption that's prevalent in both political parties, and the weakest choices for president we've ever had of all parties, it's time that God says, "Do I have your attention?" God is turning us over to our ways. God is turning us over to our wisdom. God is turning us over to our choices. And my point in this message is not simply to state the obvious, but rather it's to focus on the message of the prophet for our day. You see, in chapter 1 and chapter 2, it is very, very gloomy. But oh, in chapter 3, it turns to God manifesting His unconditional love and telling us how He's going to manifest His love for His people of covenant even today. I believe that in this time of visitation that I had this week, that God assured me that there would be people here that know exactly what I'm talking about. I believe that there are people here that you've been living for a season now under God's disciplining hand. We have some people here today that God has allowed your enemies to gain the upper hand over you. I believe there are some people here today, and maybe even some that will listen to this over the internet or through a CD that will be given to them, that your sickness and your suffering has been so severe that you have felt as if the Lord has abandoned you. It has been so depressing for you. It has been so discouraging for you that you even began to entertain thoughts of, does God exist? You've even began to entertain thoughts of taking your own life and ending it just because of the severity of the discipline or the sickness or the suffering that you've been experiencing. With that in mind, I'd like for you to notice four verbs that I called your attention to with imperatives associated with them. As bad as it is now, it was that way when Zephaniah penned these words, and those four verbs with imperatives attached to them were shout for joy, shout in triumph, rejoice, and exult with all of your heart. In other words, God says, when it gets as dark as you ever think it's ever been and ever hoped it ever gets, throw yourself a party. Whenever it gets so discouraging, whenever your finances have been exhausted, whenever your mortgage is about to be reclaimed, whenever your children have been rebellious, whenever your sickness is as hard as ever been, God said, I want you to throw yourself a party, and I want you to let me come in. He says, go ahead and shout. Make a sudden cry and command attention to everybody who listened to you. You say, it's in my bedroom. You say, it's in my sick room. You say, it's when I'm isolated. Well, you let the demon spirits and the angelic hosts be summoned to attention by the loud shout that God's going to come from your lips. When He says to you to make an utter and a sudden loud cry, He says, then go ahead and begin to shout in triumph. Oh, get rid of your cloak of defeat. Go ahead and get rid of your cloak of victimization. And you go ahead and you put on your garments of triumph. And the way that you do that is you let a song come out of your heart, let it come across your lips, and let everybody who is in sound of you, let them be called to attention at your shout of triumph and your rejoicing. When you're going to be rejoicing, He says you're going to do so arrogantly. I mean, you're going to strut God's stuff all over the devil's face. You're going to just rejoice and just pray so boisterously that the devil's going to scratch his head and said, I thought we had him. I thought we had her. I thought we had discouraged them. I thought we had depressed them. But oh, I want to tell you, by faith, you're going to shout to the Lord. By faith, you're going to rejoice in the Lord. And then you're going to exult in your triumph. You're going to begin to leap. You're going to begin to leap with joy because the God who loves you has a message for you today. What is the reason that he would give these four verbs with these imperative commands attached to them? I'm glad that you want to know. He says, the first reason that I want you to do that is because today I'm declaring to all who are within the sound of my messenger's voice that your enemies are being removed. Your enemies who have depressed you, your enemies who have discouraged you, your enemies who have defeated you all of your life, they are being removed. Look at chapter 3 and verse 15. Behold, the Lord has taken away his what? Against you. He has cleared away your enemies. Somebody needs to shout to the Lord right now. Somebody needs to rejoice right now. There have been enemies who have been stealing from you. There have been enemies been defeating you. There have been enemies that have been wiping the stripe off your candy cane. And God said, from this day forward, it's your breakthrough. It's your time of rejoicing. Behold, I'm clearing away your enemies. There's some of you that have had the enemy of sin that has been just absolutely taking the joy from your life. Some of you have been playing around with sin and God said, playtime's over. Some of you have been infatuated with sin and God said, it's time for the infatuation to stop. I'm about to do something in you, he said, that you'll never want that sin again. I'm clearing away the enemy of sin from your life. For some of you, the world has been your enemy. This world system of anti-God in politics, anti-God in education, anti-God in socialism, anti-God in every way is being cleared away from you, and you're about to begin to see clearly now like you've never seen before. God's clearing away the enemy of the world from you. God is clearing away the enemy of Satan and all of his helpers from you. They've had a field day with you from generational things. They've had a field day with you from rebellion in your life. They've had a field day with you from ignorance in your life. And God said today, I want you to give a shout. I want you to begin to rejoice. I want you to begin to leap for joy because your enemy is being cleared away from you. You're going to have an even hand now. You're going to have a level playing field now. You're going to have a greater opportunity you've ever had before. This is the day your enemies are being cleared away from you. Somebody praise the Lord. Oh, that's a good reason to shout, amen? Your enemies are being removed. Now, if there wasn't anything else to the message, if there wasn't anything else to the reality of this, that'd be enough, amen? But oh, God said, I want to make it better for you. I want to make it better for you. Even when the darkness is falling, even when the night is coming over you, not only are your enemies being removed, but God says to somebody here today, God said to somebody here today, your Lord is being revealed to you. Your Lord is being revealed to you. Look at verse 17. The Lord, who's God? Is where? He's in your midst. All right now, wherever you're thinking about, even right now, whatever you're doing, the Lord is in your midst right here. Just as surely as I'm walking this aisle right now, the Lord is walking this aisle. Just as surely as there's a seat next to you, the Lord is right next to you. And the Lord wants you to know today that he's removing your enemies from you, and he's going to reveal himself to you in a way that you've never comprehended before. You've only dreamed about before. You've heard other people talking about it before. You've had other people sing about it before, but oh, God's going to give you your experience today. He's going to give you your encounter today. He's going to give you your embrace today. You're going to see the veil removed. You're going to hear the music play, and you're going to hear him saying to you, oh, I love you, child, I love you. Oh, I just resonate with the words in that song. Oh, my child, I love you. I love you. I love you. You see, that's what some of you have been living without. A conscious awareness of just how much God loves you. You've been going through your life just on a theory that God loves you. You've been going through your life on a fact that says on a piece of paper with ink, God loves you. But oh, God is going to love you today. God is going to unwrap something for you today that's been missing from your life for a long time. Your enemies are being removed, but your Lord is being revealed today. He's going to be revealed in the middle of your stuff today. He's going to be revealed in the middle of your circumstances today. He's going to be revealed in the middle of your pain today. Your enemies are being removed. Your Lord is being revealed. But number three, your battles are being won today. Your battles are being won today. Verse 17 says, a what kind of warrior? A victorious warrior. I want to tell you, when Daddy shows up, he shows up in full military fatigues. When Daddy shows up, he shows up with all the armor that's necessary. When Daddy shows up, he shows up as mighty, as awesome, as tremendous. He is not some weak, mamby-pamby God that religion has made him to be. He is the thrice holy, soon coming, ruling and reigning, King of kings, Lord of lords, omnipotent God himself. And he shows up as your victorious warrior today. And when he shows up today, guess what he's going to be doing today? This strong warrior who's winning all of your battles for you. There are three things that he says that he's going to do over you today. First of all, he will exalt over you with joy. He will exalt over you with joy. I want you to pay a little attention to the word exalt right here. I hope this doesn't shatter your image of God, what I'm about to tell you, all right? I hope that that all the pictures that you have seen of Jesus on Sunday school walls doesn't mess up today. I hope it does, really. I'm just going to tell you the truth. This strong, victorious warrior, when he shows up, he is going to exult over you with joy. And that word exult, it means to leap with joy. He is leaping over you, not in judgment. He's not pouncing on you. He's not smashing you. He's not hitting you. He's not hurting you. He's not abusing you. He is loving you, and he's telling you, oh, my child, I love you, my child, I love you, I love you. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear it. I want you to get it. He is going to be throwing a party of one over you. He's going to be so full of joy and happiness. Why? Just because you are here. Just because you are here. He died for you to have this relationship with him. He rose from the dead for you to have this relationship with him. He is removing all of your battles from you. He is defeating all of your enemies for you. And today, he's wanting a personal relationship with you. You're going to begin to see when these truths hit you, just how happy he is with you. Just how in love with you he is. Just how much he misses his times with you. And he is exulting over you with joy. He also says he's going to be quiet in his love for you. How in the world can you be jumping with joy and then he's going to be quiet in his love with you? Well, the word quiet, it means to plow. It means to engrave. It means to renew. And it means to take you in all of your turbulence and all of your troubles and all of your trials. And he says, come to Daddy and let Daddy just make it better for you. Some of you have never had that. Some of you have had a lot of that from your earthly father. But whether you've never had it or whether you've always had it, you're about to get it better. And he's going to come and he's going to plow through the hardness that has developed in your heart. He's going to plow through the scars that sin has made in your testimony. He's going to renew the relationship with you in a transforming way because he is going to exult over you in joy. He is going to be quiet in his love for you. He's going to renew his love to you. But there's a third thing he's going to do today. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Now this word for rejoice is a different word altogether. It's a word that means tremble. To tremble. When he comes to stand over you, and he comes to embrace you with the quietness of his love, it's going to make him tremble with the emotions that are flooding over that he has for you. For whatever reason, you've kept him at arm's length. But now, he said, I'm ready to capture you. And I'm ready to renew you. And he's going to sing to you. And I believe he might just sing when the night is falling to you. And he's going to want to know, are you going to respond to him? I was in Africa on one of my trips. And there was a young, they called them street girls. Not because they're promiscuous, but because they don't have any parents. They don't have any other place to live, and they live on the streets trying to survive. And the best way they've learned how to do that is by begging for food or begging for money. And we were there doing some prayer walking in this city. And the young girl, she came up and she was begging for some money. Charlotte, I'm gonna put my hands right here on you, okay? When she came up to me, I put my hand out just to put on her face. And when I did, she shrinked away like that. She pulled away in fear, and I could see the fear in her eyes. And I'm sure that others had hit her. I'm sure that others had abused her. We had a language barrier, but tears began to flow down my eyes. And I said, oh God, please help her to know the compassion of your touch one day, just how much you love her. And I believe that God assured me that he was going to do that for her. I don't know how that would have happened, but I'm looking forward to hearing about it in heaven. And I asked the Lord, why did she shrink back? Why was there such fear, you know, in that? And it says that she knows your hand, but she doesn't know your heart. And there's so many of God's children that we know about his hand, but we don't know about his heart. And today the Father is wanting you to be touched by his hand from his heart. And he's going to sing a love song to you. And will you let him sing to you? If he wants to dance with you, are you willing to dance with him? After I've prayed, David is going to lead us in this hymn of invitation. Whatever battles you've been fighting, your enemies have been removed today. Whatever separation anxiety you've been going through, the Lord is going to be revealed to you today. Whatever battles you've been fighting in, the victorious warrior is here to win those battles for you today. For some of you, you've been battling pride. For some of you, just plain obedience. You've been struggling with obedience. And disobedience has been your enemy. Pride has been your enemy. And today, God is going to touch you with his heart. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to acknowledge that your discipline is being removed. And even in the midst of darkness that is falling, we'll find you in our midst. Lord, you're so happy that we're your children. Give us an anointing of happiness and gladness today. May we shout, may we leap, and may we sing. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.